Tim and I felt it important to begin the explanation with four principles of business that are essential to any successful marketing strategy. The first of the four principles is to have a huge expanding market. If you were the best vinyl record producer in the world, would it matter today? No. It doesn't matter how good you are in an eroding industry. Every year, you would have to work harder to make the same amount of money. So the first principle is to focus on product or service categories that are huge and expanding. The second principle is to have unique and consumable products. I'll cover unique first. If you don't have a unique product, then you compete on price and convenience. Who has the best price? Who's closest to the customer? Yet if you have uniqueness, then people must come to you to get the product. If you don't have uniqueness, you must have a retention strategy to retain your customers. Next is consumable. If you have a non-consumable product, you're unemployed until your next sale. Success in business requires repeat sales of consumable products. Whether that's every time someone picks up the telephone, connects to the internet, renews a membership, turns on electricity, or gets to the bottom of a box or a bottle. You want those repeating commissions because they can pay multiple times for an initial effort.
Thank you, Dr. King. The third principle is timing. Primarily here, I'm talking about trends and timing. This is so critical for your financial well-being that you understand this little concept I'm going to share with you. During all cycles of the economy, there are people who are making money because of the trends and people who are losing money because of the same trends. How do you get in front of large trends? You study what creates them. Currently, the baby boom generation creates the largest trends in the world. The baby boomers are defined as a group of babies born immediately following World War II. So for an 18-year period of time between 1946 and 1964, there were 76 million babies born in the United States, a billion worldwide. I've likened the magnitude of all of those babies to a basketball moving through a garden hose. See, if you can predict where this basketball is going through the garden hose, you possess the ability to make fortunes. Let me say it another way. If you can predict what a billion people are going to want to buy, you can make a fortune. Let me give you some historical examples of the obvious buying patterns of these boomers. To start off with, what do a billion babies need and want? Baby food. Gerber sold almost 2 billion jars by the year of 1955. What's next? How about shoes and toys? Well, Buster Brown, Kinney Shoes, Mattel, and Hasbro got rich providing shoes and toys to this young group. I could continue with this, but I think you get the picture. Let's jump way ahead to when the boomers are in their mid-20s to early 30s. That was in the mid-1970s to early 1980s. Well, that was the biggest real estate boom of all time. Why? Because a billion people needed a home of their own. Now that you're very clear on how profitable these boomers can be, let me also share with you the downside. What happened in the late 1980s to the real estate boom? Fell through the floor, didn't it? Why? Because the majority of the boomers had already bought their homes. And the real estate market has been on a constant slide ever since. That's the difference between you building a business focused at the front of the basketball versus being at the back of the basketball. When you're in front of the basketball, you can be an average person and make extremely good money. But if you're marketing to the back of the basketball, you better be very good at what you do because only the strong and very talented survive. What's our point? No matter what business you're in, your business really should be to be looking at what industries are expanding or which industries are about to expand. We recommend that you not have a loyalty to something just because you were educated in it or because you've been doing it for a long period of time. So let's bring the basketball to present time. The year is 2000. You've got a billion people between the ages of 36 and 54. Let's look at a couple of trends that are occurring today. Health, an obvious one. Looking younger, the boomers do not like what aging is doing to them. Retirement issues, security and money, and efficiencies. The boomers have always been enamored with technologies that make life easier for them. The fourth principle of business is to employ others so you get more done. There are really three main money-earning situations out there today. Number one, work for someone else, meaning someone employs you. Two, be a professional, doctor, dentist, attorney, accountant, engineer of some kind. And number three is to own your own business. In both one and two, You go out and you get an education in something and then exchange your knowledge and expertise for someone's dollars. The real problem with that formula is that if you're not exchanging expertise, you're not making any dollars. So you end up running yourself into the ground and working around the clock. The most common phrase is, "I'm too busy. I don't have enough time." At this point, people either A, hide behind the TV or the internet and pretend the problem will go away, or B, they take full responsibility for their finances and start getting educated on what actually creates wealth. Here's an alarming statistic. The average 65-year-old male had more money in his bank account at the age of 18 than he does today. So I don't believe the problem goes away by ignoring it. And the third money-earning situation is to own your own business. 3/4, meaning 75%, of all the wealthy people did it through owning their own business. The fundamental reason this is statistically the straightest path to wealth is because of the ability to hire other people so you get more done. In every business, you'll find that sooner or later, you're going to run out of time or talent. When you try to do it all yourself, you can't. You absolutely must employ others so you can get more done. By employing others, you're leveraging off the efforts of other people. You can get more education in your chosen profession and raise your wage a little bit, but true wealth is beyond anyone's reach without the use of leverage through employing others.